Barrios were the dried out date palms. They're normally used for firewood. So the Tana Kama said that you have to do a Maisim Mochiach on it. You have to tie it together. You have to show explicitly that it's not Muxer anymore. But the Chuy Galil says, yes, just Makshava is enough. It's been Miyachidit with Makshava. Who is this Tana? Who is it that says that you have to do a Maisim Mochiach in order to remove something from its Muxer? That's where we are. Man Tana, the Pali Galil, the Rebbe Chuy Galil. Who is the Tana that's arguing on him? Rebbe Chanina ben Akiva. That's who it is, Rebbe Chanina ben Akiva. We're going to see a Maisa from Rebbe Chanina ben Akiva, and we're going to be medayik from it, that he holds that you have to normally make a Maisa Mochiach. Even though the Maisa itself seems to indicate that you don't, we're going to have a Maisa that happened to him, it doesn't seem that you have to make a Maisa into it, it seems that Makshav is enough, but we'll see there was a certain detail in the story that shows that it has to normal circumstances. To remove something from its muksa, you have to do a maisa mochiach in it. The kiyata reb, the theme yom is here, yom rebbe chinina, and the pamasar halak rebbe chinina ben akiva l'machom echad. Once, rebbe chinina ben akiva went to a place, umatsa chariyo chaldekel, he found chariyo chaldekel, shegadu l'shum eitzim, that they were harvested, they were for the purpose of wood. Vilmanam l'tamidav, he said to his tamidav, tzol v'chashvu, go and think in the Makshava, not a Maisa, in the Makshava. In order that we could sit on them tomorrow. So it was Erev Shabbos, he told them to be Miyachid them with their Makshava. Velo Yedana, and this is the part of the story that we're going to make the deal from. And I didn't know, Ibeta Mishtahave, Ibeta Avil Have. I didn't know if it was a Simcha wedding or if it was a funeral. Why do we need that detail over there? Mitikama I beta mishter havi. I beta evel havi. Dafka beta evel or beta mishter. It was specifically in a case like this that he said you could use your makshava. In a case where there's a big simcha or some kind of gathering, an avail is going on, the tarida, you say, we're very busy with it. Aval haka, but in a normal case of kariyot that you have on Erev Shabbos, Koshein, lo kashulo. We can retire from that. You have to tie it. You have to do a maisa mochiach. If you did a maisa mochiach, yes. If you didn't do a maisa mochiach, no. Okay, for those just looking, one of the last of the small lines. That was just really left over from yesterday. Who was the Tana that was called on Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel that you need a maisa mochiach? It is Rebbe Chanina ben Akiva. Omer Rebbe Yehuda. Omer Rebbe Yehuda. Another case of something that needs. That normally would need a maitza for it to remove it from its muksa status, then we're going to see that only makshava. You only need makshava to be miyachid at Erev Shabbos. And again, it would have to be something that you miyachid liolam. Right? Because things that you miyachid for one Shabbos, again, we had a klal yesterday, things like rocks and dirt and things like that, that when you're done with it, you're going to just throw them out afterwards. You'd have to be miyachid at liolam. Meaning you have to specifically say this is only for this purpose. The wool strands from a factory. We'd have to miyachid at liolam, not just for this Shabbos and then put it back. Here we have a case. Amar Rav Yehuda, maknisad mali kuposo afar. He filled up a basket of dirt to use. Filsuba kol tzarko, and now he could use it for whatever he needs on Shabbos. I just catch up on Rashi. Mantana de Leil, the Omet Tzorik Likshor, the Polygod of Rebbe Shimon Leil. Who is the one that says you need a Maisa? He's arguing on Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamaliel that says that it's enough to have just Makshava. Velo Yedana, I didn't know. Ziri Kamala, this is what Ziri is saying, commenting on the case that happened. Because over there, when it came to Beit Mishnah, or a situation of the Velas, the Tzoriti there, they're very busy. Velo Yakal Likshor, maybe Yodyom, and they weren't able to tie. Only in that case specifically did he allow you to use your makshavas below kishra of aviyamalo. For example, in those days they had dirt floors, so if the kid made on the floor, pivok and spit, and he poured out the dirt in his house to the floor. Whatever he needed on Shabbos, he was allowed to do it. So we have a case over here. Here's dirt. dirt is normally mukser, is it set aside? It's mukser machmas, it's kufo. It's intrinsically no purpose for Shabbos to remove from it. So now he took dirt and he put it in his house. What does he need to do to remove it from its mukser status? Drash mar zutru mishmeid mar zutru rabba. For who shiachid lo keren zavit? He had to be miyachid, again, the place, the corner where it's in, it's for Shabbos. Vashi. For who shiachid lo keren zavit? The havi kimukhan viyomid lakak. And now it's set up and ready for the purpose for needs for Shabbos. About not be empty beta, but if you just stop and put it in the middle of his floor, the midrash baglai, where people walk, harihu batal legabi karki to buy it umuksa viyasa. That's considered batal to the floor of the house, and it's muksa nasa, meaning he had to set aside a place for it, and that's enough that now he could use it for the Shabbos. Now, based on that, what do we see from this story? That it was enough in the Machshava, right? Amu Rabban and Kameyad of Rav Papa. They said before Rav Papa, Kiman, who is this halacha like? Kiman Rav Shimon Gamaliel. It's like Rav Shimon Gamaliel. Why? To eat Rabban, if it's Rabban, Ha'amibinyan Maisa. You'd have to do a Maisa. And we didn't say you had to do a Maisa. You just had to be Miyach in a place. In the Makshava. He didn't have to cordon it, he didn't have to tie it up or anything. Just in the Makshava. So it seems from this halacha, we're holding clearly like Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel and not like Rabbanim. What? Very good. So the Mephoshim say that that's not called all you're doing is really changing the earth's location. They said you bring it from here to there. Remember, you poured it in over there. So you didn't do anything. You didn't make the offer, the etzem offer, into anything more, you know, suitable for covering up things. It's still off over here, it's off over here. You didn't do any meiser in it. You just changed its location. And they stay on that because you didn't do anything intrinsically, but they say, Omer Lehuva Papa, if you look at him, Rabbanim. Let's say it's Rabbanim. Rabbanim says you normally need a meiser in the object in order to remove it from its mukser. Adkan lo kamari rabin to the Indian meiser elimidi the devar av avida to the meiser. When did Rabbanim say to the Indian meiser you require a meiser in the thing on something that's a bar avida de bar meiser, something that you could do a meiser in? Aval midi the low bar avida de bar meiser, but something that you were not able to make a meiser in, lo neima. He didn't say you have to do a meiser. Dirt. You can't do a mitzvah in the etzem dirt, is how the Mephoshim explain it. You can't do a mitzvah in it. You could just change its location. That's called being niyachid. That's not called a mitzvah, intrinsic mitzvah in it. When it came to other things, you had to do, you had to tie up the chariot over there. You did a mitzvah in it. Over here, there's nothing to do a mitzvah in, so therefore, how could you do it? So, maybe the bond and hold of their shita of you only do a ma'isa when it's something that you can do a ma'isa in. But if not, yichud li'olam would be good. So, name a kitanai. Let's say this idea that it's something that you can't do a ma'isa in, you don't have to do a ma'isa in, and just yichud alone is enough to take it out of its muksa status. It's a machlokas tanoim. And this is the derek of Shas. What we're going to do over here is just make a left turn Lagami into a new sugya. And this is using abrasive materials, soaps. In those days, they didn't have the ivory soaps. If you wanted to clean yourself, there were certain materials that they had that you used for it. So we're going to start off of using these soaps on metals, and we're going to go into using soap for hair and for washing one's face, which is basically the derek of the Martegas. So we're leaving right now, making left field out of muksa. Remember, up until now, we were dealing with muksa, on what takes something out of its muksa status. We're involved in a question of Rabbanan that says you need a maisa mukhiya. Once we were going to try and bring a raya that there's going to be a machloka to noyim on whether it's something you can't do a maisa on, therefore you can't do anything about it. Is it going to be usr? Is you can't do anything about it? Or no. In that case, yichrullah would be fine. And now once we're on this point over here, we're going into a new sugya. Okay, maybe it's a machloket tanoim. What's the maisa? The whole chafinet of kelim. With everything you could buff the kelim, you could clean kelim. Chutz mikli ketzev bigrantkon. except for Kli Kesef in Glaucon. Why? Rashi explains. Lema Ketanai, before that, Kibbeven Gimaliel, Deshaibim Akshavi Alma, She'ein Maitzim Mochiach She'omid Liasot Tzarkov. Maybe that case of the dirt is very Shimon, that he allows in Makshava Bialma, just Stam Makshava, She'ein Maitzim Mochiach She'omid Liasot Tzarkov. But you can't do a Maitzim Mochiach in it, that it's for its, for your needs. There is no Maitzim Mochiach here. The Bar Ma'avid Maitzim, something that is, that you could do a Maitzim with, Sheben Maisahu, it's something that you could do, work with. Sheachal Asot for Maisahu Chiyak, it's something that you can do a Maisahu Chiyak, but Turk, you can't even do a Maisahu Chiyak in it. Lema Kitanai, Ahad of Rav Yehuda, the immediate to love Bar Maisah, in Rav Yehuda on something that you could, is a Bar Maisah or not, maybe according to Kakami, if you can't do a Maisahu Chiyak in it, it'll be made Mokser. Chafin, Mishashafin, you rub at a Kalim B'Shabbos the Tzatzachan, to shine it. What would be the problem with that? Nothing. It's allowed. You're allowed to buff up. There are cases where it will be, because you could have, you could with the shoes when we polish here, I guess, Ravon, you're doing Tzavea? Polishing shoes? What's the problem? Polishing shoes? Yeah. Meaning, Ravon? Rashi says over here, Chutz Mikli Ketzev Mikvantkon. What's the Gvantkon? It's Kamin Alpha Shigado Betavi Shal Yayin. I guess where the dregs of the yayin are, that like a dirt type substances grows. I don't know if it's actually growing, meaning in an organic substance, but something that's over there in the battles. Mekorin Lo Alum. And this was a cleaning material that they used. For who Iker Tikun Kli Kesef. And this is the way, the real Tikun of a Kli Kesef. For Gororoto. When you buffing it, it actually is scraping the kesef, its kesef is rachu, a memachik. And this is memachik, smoothing. Smoothing something out. Shu'av malacha. That's an av malacha. That's Shitas Rashi. And it seems like every time Rashi brings down a tam for an av malacha, what's going on in the Gemara, the Rambam comes and scholar. And again over here he's scholar. The av malacha is not memachik. The Rambam holds that the whole problem is you're cleaning it, and since you're cleaning it, this is the way that the umnim make it in order to make it into a finished product. So you're over metakin kli, and it's coming malacha b'shabbos. You're finishing off the malacha. It's the finishing process over here. You're metakin kli on it. So on all things, you're allowed to buff up, except for this material, we'll just keep it with Vashbis, you're being memachic. It's enough, it's abrasive enough, and silver is soft enough that you're actually coming to be memachic it, and it's an av malacha. So again, the whole chafin of the kelim, with everything you're allowed to buff up the kelim, chutz mikli kesef, bigrant kon, except for this abrasive material with the kli kesef. Ha, according to that, natar v'chol mutar. We see from this statement over here, this brisa, that netter, which is also a type of soap, the chol sand, which is also an abrasive thing that you can clean yourself with, it's mutter. You can buff with it. Ha, it doesn't make sense. Vetanya, we'll bring them a fourth brisa, not like that. The first brisa, it says everything you can use in cleaning, including netter v'chol. And over here, all of a sudden, it says vetanya, netter v'chol osur. So what is it? Is netter chol mutter or netter chol is usher? My love, b'hai k'mifliki. Oh, I'll tell you what they're arguing in. This exact thing. Something that you can't do a mitzvah in, if you just want miyachid it, does remove it from its mukzah status or not? Tomorrow's over the Indian mitzvah. One holds you need a mitzvah. And over here, since you can't do a mitzvah in these things, they remain usher. Umasova lo being in Maisa. And the other holds, no, if you can't do Maisa, then you don't need a Maisa in order to remove it from its Moksha status. Vashi. Aval netzev echol mutter, the lo garyer leila kesef. It doesn't scrape the kesef. Then you be over the machet. My love, hi, the Tanya Asr. The one that holds that it's Asr. Lav mishum di garyele. Is it not because you're garyele? It's not because you're garyele. Ela mishum muksa. It's not going to scrape. It's because it's mukser. Ka'asulei. Vetana deshari. And the one that says it's permitted. To go chakni smali. Kupasol. Lekak v'yir le'agavi karki. It's just like the case of taking the dirt and just dumping it onto the floor in the corner. Umandi yasi kisava v'inyin maitza. The one who answered, you need a Maisa. She said, lo yikol. And this one you can't do a Maisa in. Let's say that's the Machloket. And that would be the Machloket to Noyim, and whether or not Rabbanan that you need a Maisa, something you can't do a Maisa or not, if it's Mutter or not. No. No. It's not so. The Kuliyama Lobinian Maisa. Really, everybody, all that you don't need a Maisa. And according to that, therefore, the Chachamim, in dirt where you can't do a Maisa on it, they'd also agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel that a Machshava would be work. End of Muksa Sugya. Okay, we answered a no on Rabbanan, then even the box full of dirt that you dumped in the corner, you may hit the corner, that would also be good for a Chachamim. Because he said, no, the Kuliyama Lo Be'inyan Maisa, something that you can't do a Maisa to, you can't intrinsically change it, you don't need a Maisa. So then what are we arguing over here? See Rashi on that? Lo the Kuliyama, but maybe the Lav Bar Maisa, Lo Be'inyan Maisa. Something that you can't do a Maisa and doesn't need a Maisa. The Eid Lo. Ah, the Rebbe Yah. So then what is the Machloket over here? Lo Kasha. Ha Rebbe Yehuda. One is Rebbe Yehuda, one is Rebbe Shimon. The same is Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Machloket on a Davishena Mekavim. Ha Rebbe Yehuda, Diyom Davishena Mekayim Aser. Meaning these substances, they don't normally do a Malacha, but sometimes they do. And therefore, if something normally doesn't do it, and sometimes it does, it's called the Davishena Mekavim. So using this Netta Bekol wouldn't normally be Memachek, but sometimes it does. So Rebbe Yehuda Aser. The Ha Rebbe Shimon, the one who says it's mutter with the net of a call, it's Davashena Mekavin mutter. It's mutter. Even though it sometimes might come to me machik, it's not a problem with Rebbe Shimon. Okay, back to that Rashi before. Lo to Kuli Amamidi de la Bar Maisa, Lo Beinian Maisa, the Eid Lahu, to Rebbe Yehuda. The Tam Man, the Asa, the one that holds its Asa, is the Zimnin de Gari, because sometimes it does. Even though you're not mekavin usher, to Rebbe Yehuda, the Omer Davishin mekavin usher. Because even if you're not mekavin, even if it sometimes happens and it does happen, you'll be usher. Uman the Shari to Rebbe Shimon, or Yehuda Shimon. Umiyo, but Gradka on usher. That's for sure us, even according to Rebbe Shimon. Why? The Vadigar, certainly it's going to scrape, and you're going to give him a machek, more to Rebbe Shimon, seek grace for Loyamos. This Rebbe Shimon agrees over here. So we ended up the case of the salts. In one case it says it's mutter, one case it's usher, no problem. The case where it's mutter, it's Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel. So what? Sometimes it's going to be machek. Who cares? As long as it's not a seek grace, it's fine. Oh, you want to say it's Rebbe Shimon Ben Gimel, Rabbi Shimon. Oh, ha, Rabbi Shimon, Yom Edav Shemim Mekavin Mutter. From Mayo Kimta. What are we setting up? Lahai Tishari, Rabbi Shimon. He's saying that Rabbi Shimon is the one who's matzah over here. Aim a safer. Let's bring down the safer of this machloket. Aval lo yachov behem sorrow. You can't use this material netter v'kol to wash his hair. Why? This hair's gonna might fall out over there. If his hair might fall out on it, that's a double shade of mekavin. Washing someone's hair on Shabbos, so what? A few things of hair might come out. Double shade of mekavin. Yet the safer of the prices says you can't do it. If you can't do it, it can't be Rebbe Shimon. So this idea of taking this, that in one case, it's also to wash, in the other case it's mutter, cannot be the machloket Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon. Because if you want to say it's Rebbe Shimon, it's matir. The safer of that price is answering. If Rabbi Shimon, Mashri Kishori. Rabbi Shimon holds that you're permitted to wash your hands. How do we see that? Rashi lo yichof behem, benet v'chol sar v'shavs mipnei shemashiyo. It will cause data pull up. How do we see that Rabbi Shimon allows you to wash your hair? Because we have the key to the Nazir. A Nazir, Rashi, v'chol k'chol adam b'shavs. A Nazir on a weekday is like all other people on Shabbos. We're not allowed to pluck out our hairs on Shabbos. It's there of gozes. You're not allowed to gozes. Two hairs over here. So a Nazir also can't have any of his hair cut off because he can never cut his hair. So a din of a Nazir on a weekday would be the din of a regular person on Shabbos. So if we see Rabbi Shimon's going to matir a Nazir, then he should certainly not matir us on Shabbos. Nazir chofif, he could wash his hair. Umifatzit, and he could with his hands, I guess comb his hair with his hands. Avolo, sorry, but now he can't comb it with a comb, which is exactly our denim over here. we're allowed to, mitzvahs with our hands, we're allowed to use our hands to make our hand, but again, just a reminder, we don't use a comb on Shabbos. You could use a baby's brush, something that's so soft that it's not going to comb the individual hairs over there, it just makes your hair in place. You can't comb on Shabbos. It's an insert because of Koses. And even Rabbi Shimon, not so clear, Rabbi Shimon, if it's a psik ratio, if it's only if it's a psik ratio. But even Rabbi Yehuda, certainly, that when you comb your hair, not every time your hair falls out, but since sometimes it does, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a double shein or mikave, even if it sometimes happens, you're not allowed to do it. So therefore we leave it, we don't comb our hair on Shabbos, unless it's a really, really soft hair brush that for sure it won't happen at all. Just a psik ratio. Chofeth is all been netted the chol, washing your hair with this netta and chol. Mefatzfeth, menafet sorrow, you brush it up a little bit. The kevin de enu mitkavin, mutter. Since you're not mitkavin, you're mutter. Fiakorcha Rabbi Shimon, kamele. And this is Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't allow you to use a comb. It's a comb, is a psik ratio. Sorry, that's the clearness over here. It's a psik ratio to use a comb. Hair will come out when you use a comb, unless you use a Shabbos brush. Alma, but we see from here, Netta the Chol, Zimnan de Eno Mashiach. We see that with Netta the Chol, there are times they don't pull out hair. Because we see with a Nazir that he's allowed to use these things. Velo Dami le Psik Reisha Velo Yamon. It's not a Psik Reisha Velo Yamon. So we have one case that says you're allowed to use these materials in order to, you're allowed to use these materials to